Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We are live. It is June 21st, 2018, longest day of the year. Heck, it's exactly 9:02 p.m. Eastern time. I'm looking out the window. Still see some daylight shining through. So we are definitely in summertime now. I got a lot of topics heating up. Pretty lame analogy, I know. But we got a lot going on. And in the second half of the show, I'm going to be going to the phone lines, getting some callers. And I also got some write-in questions from the audience as well. I'll go through in the second half. I do have some bad news. All is well, I promise. Got some bad news, though. Future Dan, my co-host, who has been here for 26 of the 27 episodes. This is episode 27. He's unable to make it out of state emergency operations. But he's told me, I just spoke with him recently, very recently, all is well. Just not in a position where he's able to speak. And anyway, you can barely even hear him anyway, the background noise. So he'll be back next week. It's up to me to carry the show myself, your host, solo today for the first time on the Patriot Power Hour. Of course, I've had my own solo shows in the past, and I got some experience rambling to myself. But like I said, in the second half, going to be taking some calls and or listener questions. Now, I do have a couple guests booked one for next week and one for after 4th of July. I should have had one for today. Unfortunately, did not. But point is, we'll give out the phone number now. I'm only going to be taking calls in the second half of the show. Got a lot of news to cover in the first half. But here's the number, 619-789-6804. One more time, 619-789-6804. That's the number to call in Patriot Power Hour. This is not just a podcast. It's a live broadcast as well. I see the stats every week. 80 to 90% of folks listen to this via podcast. And hey, guess what? I don't even listen to any live radio anymore. I only listen to podcasts after the fact for convenience sake. So, you know, most of you listening out there, you can't really call in live, I suppose. But for that 10 to 20% that is listening live, there's the number one more time, 619-789-6804. Now, we already have a few callers on the line, but you got to press 1 on the dial pad once you get in. That way, we can go to you on air. Otherwise, you'll just be sitting back and you can listen to the show. Like I said, we have a few regulars who sit on their telephone, listen to the show live that way. Of course, you can go online and listen to us live or find all the archives. And this archive goes up immediately after the show. So even if it's a few hours later or the next morning, on like a Friday morning or over that weekend, You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. I know it's a mouthful, but hey, one more time, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. You can find the Patriot Power Hour and some other shows. We got a couple in the hopper as well. But we got more than a few shows here right now on PBN, the Patriot Power Hour on the Patriot Broadcasting Network. All right. So what are we about here on PBN, on PPH? What do? We try to cover news. We try to cover articles. We try to analyze trends. I won't say we're 100% unbiased by any means. Okay. We are biased to some degree, but more in terms of, and I'll speak for myself, but I think my co-host would agree for him, his opinions and how he works as well. Try to get to the truth, not slant it in what we believe in. We don't try to cherry pick articles. We'll try to look at the full spectrum and draw conclusions. And when we do that, again, at least speaking for my own self, try to be objective and scientific about it. Yes, we learn things that make us bias one way or another. And, you know, it's much deeper than a left-right paradigm, I'll tell you that. So we do try to cover the news relatively objectively here. But we do analyze it, and we do give our opinion as well. So it's a good mix of that. You know, in the second half or the second segment of the show, actually, we're going to be doing the Future Danger News Blitz. So we'll get with that. You know, what I really want to cover here in the next 10 minutes or so before the first commercial is some deep economic and financial news. Since I control the show tonight, no scheduled guests, hopefully some call-ins. What not, but I want to really get deep into some of the economic news, some of the economics and financial news that's been going on. Some listeners of Patriot Power Hour have certainly come to listen to me from previous shows that I had, like Breaking the Banksters and the original Patriot Power Hour, and those were, you know, 70-80% focused on economics, financial news, debt, interest rates, and the Fed, you know, Ponzi schemes, etc. On Patriot Power Hour, its current and best iteration that you're listening to right now, and we cover maybe economic news 30-35% of the time, but we cover a lot of other stuff, and that's not a bad thing, of course. But you know, tonight's show is probably going to be pretty heavy on economics, at least right now, the next 8 minutes. So let's get right into it. Let's try to cover 3 or 4 articles since I've been rambling. Let's try to get on the 3 or 4 solid articles in the next 8 minutes. 2 minutes an article. Let's have at it. I got these stacked up. First up, the ECB, European Central Bank, cuts 2018 GDP forecast. However, they're also trying to, at the same time, unveil the end of their own quantitative easing. They were going to allegedly, they're going to halt bond purchases by the end of 2019, not this year, 2019, next year, 18 months from now. But they kept the rates unchanged, and they're probably going to keep them unchanged until next summer, so 12 months from now. So, and we've covered this ad nauseum, but just to get everyone's level set, when the financial crisis took place almost exactly 10 years ago, there was, of course, massive bailouts and TARP and all that everybody knows about. Massive deficit spending by the government to increase national debt. Everybody knows that. Maybe a little less known, but still people know, interest rates slashed to zero. Well, guess what? In Europe, those interest rates were slashed to slightly negative. That sounds impossible, but it's true. Go look it up. Negative interest rate policy, NIRP. I'm not making this up. You literally, NIRP, NIRP. Go look it up. You know, that's PhDs will write about this policy. I'm not making it up. So NIRP and ZERP, which is zero interest rate policy. That's what the Fed here in America did. But the ECB, European Central Bank, has been buying tens of billions worth of bonds per month. And remember, the euro is more worth more than $1 just in terms of a currency exchange. I believe it's like it's pretty low because the euro's been getting its butt whooped and the dollar's been doing pretty well, all relative. And so right now I think it's about $1.12 per euro. So when we're saying 35 billion euros, we're talking, I don't even know the math, $38-40 billion US dollars per month. Per month. Ridiculous. Think how much that is. And it's been going on for more than a year in conjunction. That's that quantitative easing. So if you've heard quantitative easing, QE, QE2, QE3, Operation Twist, all these goofy ass names, right? This is not, I'm not making this stuff up though. This is called Fed speak. If you've never heard of this stuff, I know a lot of my listeners have, but, ECB, while the Fed has been raising rates, going back across the pond here to the U.S., the Fed has raised rates recently, some, right? Still essentially at historical lows when you look at it, a 50, 80-year look back. I think if they're at 1.75%. If they're that high, I guess they are. That's still incredibly low, and the average is 4-4.5% over all the years. So still half of the average, still pretty much record low to, level. The point is, still has a massive balance sheet, but has quit purchasing bonds. They just maintained the balance sheet. Now, purchasing bonds is pretty much like the Monopoly banker in the game Monopoly, just giving players money to lend. But you know, only certain people get these bonds, and they try to float it like, well, they're going to buy distressed assets, which will help the entire economy stay afloat and will help everybody. So really, they're doing God's work at Goldman Sachs. That's what they say. I don't believe it as much. But point is, the Fed has slightly raised interest rates and is not adding, is not involved in QE, although did not reverse it and sell off what it soaked up to in a meaningful way, at least, let's say, to keep it short. But right now, the ECB continues to have negative interest rates and are buying mass amount of bonds every month. And they just came out and said, yeah, at the end of next year, we'll quit buying bonds. And maybe this time next year, we'll go to 0% interest rate instead of negative. Pretty much what they said. So that was late last week into early this week. A new article just came out. Mario Draghi, the president of the ECB. I don't know if he's president or chairman or what the hell they call him. King, the king over there. King of the fiat. One of the Rothschilds, capos is probably more appropriate. He said, well, actually, if anything goes sideways with the European GDP, we can totally back off that statement and just continue to pump this QE and keep interest rates negative. So don't worry. We made this huge case about how we're going to do this and another thing with this big timeline and presentation, but we can always back off. And then, of course, recently, European GDP and other financial figures are hitting a wall, hitting negative, recession, probably really a depression going on right now. So, A, they're going to have to continue and probably increase these emergency measures, or we might be looking at a coordinated global collapse economically. If the Fed cranks up interest rates, if the ECB quits buying and starts normalizing their rates slightly. Well, guess what? We've added more than $60 trillion in debt across the world since Lehman Brothers less than 10 years ago. About 9.75 years ago, 60 plus trillion. Even just 1% interest on that, that's a hell of a lot of money. We're going to be able to pay for that? I don't think so. They got to keep these rates low, and if they let them rise, it's on purpose to cause the next crisis. We'll talk about this a lot more. But we got some commercials. Check them out. Patriot Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Back. Patriot Power Hour, episode 27, June 21st, 2018, 9:18 p.m. Eastern Time. This is your host, Ben the Breaker of Banksters Cochran. Time for your FutureDanger.com heat map update. Follow along, FutureDanger.com. Again, FutureDanger.com. Awesome site. And by the way, on Twitter, I saw several people giving some props to my co-host, who unfortunately was not able to be here tonight, but they were saying, we love the heat map feature, we love the archive feature. Shout out to those fans on Twitter. Anyway, back to the heat map. Got to focus here. Let's start on the right and go to the left. I always go left or right. Let's go the Chinese way. Right to left, right? I think they do that. Pestilence befalls on the natural news column. Brain-eating parasite strikes Louisiana water supply. 97% fatality rate. Oof. H7N9 avian flu virus infected 1,600, killing 600 in China since October 2016. You know, that's not huge numbers, but it is if you think about it. But just that, you got to look at the ratio. 600 dead out of 1,600 infected. Not that many infected, but they almost all die. Now, they may be in rural areas and poor medical care. Took a long time. Still, something to worry about. Think about it. We haven't had, at least here in the Western world, in this century, if even for, since like the 1918 flu epidemic, have we had someone that's killed off 5, 10% of the population? No. That happens all the time in human history. Has not happened. Hope it does not happen anytime soon, but it would not be surprise me if something like that occurred with how many people we have. Not to mention the food sanitary practices. I'm sure those chicken farms are quite clean. All right, Next up, Monstrous Volcano Erupts. Got a couple articles here. Nothing as crazy as a couple weeks ago. That was horrible. Fish kills found. 93 tons of dead fish wash up in Russia. I wonder if they're part of the Fukushima bloom. If not, I'm sure there's some other probably undisclosed military disaster. Maybe a submarine sunk and no one knew about it, or it was kept a secret. You know, something like that. Or just some regular old chemicals. Doesn't even have to be radioactive. I don't know. Fish kills can occur for natural reasons, but fortunately, we're killing our environment. Does that mean we need to pay Al Gore carbon tax? I don't think so. Not man, bear, pig. But I am worried about our environment, but we got to be smart about how we approach it. Not good to see that, though. A couple other articles, but let's move on to the next. We're talking a lot of economics later. Earlier on, we did, but I got a lot more to hit as well. So let's skip the economic column here. Go to the security column. National Guard federalization resisted. Massachusetts governor cancels National Guard development deployment to the border. Then Virginia and Maryland follow suit. Pretty crazy, of course, a political stunt, you would think, overall. We'll get to the whole border fiasco on the next column. But it's pretty much related to that with the children in cages meme. That's just pathetic. So we'll get to that in a second. Let's focus on continuing through the security. Bioattacks anticipated. This is not an indicator I've seen on Future Danger very often, if at all. So this one's maybe one I got to do a deep dive on, see what else we got on it. Synthetic biology raises risk of new bioweapons, report warns. Yeah, I'm more worried about that than a chicken farm breeding some chicken virus that kills, you know, 600 out of 1,600 people. I'm a lot more worried about some crazy virus getting loose from a government biolab. And it doesn't even have to be a U.S. It could be something in Pakistan. Or who knows? So, I don't know. There's all those Hollywood movies. I'll have to go down that doom porn train with you guys. But you know what I mean. It is something to worry about. The natural stuff is scary enough, let alone the weaponry and experiments and whatnot. So, luckily right now, things are pretty quiet geopolitically. Teacher Dan, if he were here, would definitely be like, hey, remember when North Korea was black and red all over the security? It's not anymore. Is Trump to blame for that? Is blame the right word, or actually credit him for something? I'm not even Trump supporter, but I don't see any North Korea news up here. Nothing, no more provocations, potential nuclear tests, etc. I think there's a deeper story than we all know right now, but hey, I'll give him that. So that's good, though. I don't want a red and black security column on Future Danger. Moving to, unfortunately, the column that always does have black and red. And when I keep saying those colors for new listeners, it's because FutureDanger.com actually has a color scheme to it, which ranks the severity of the particular indicator and article. And black or red is, well, let's read it. If you look there, it has a little plus sign. You can open it up, and it shows the names of the four columns and the heat map color grade. No risk, low, moderate, high, severe, and SHTF. You know what hits the fan. So when it's red, that's, you know, that's the, severe. Black is SHTF. You rarely see that on Future Danger. I will give my co-host a lot of credit. He tempers the exuberance or, you know, hyperbole. So when you see red and especially black, you know these are some severe things. Unfortunately, in the Liberty column, all I see every single time I go to Future Danger is severe or black. Mostly to do with the destruction of checks and balances and privacy. in the not just the U.S. government, but just society and civilization as general. In general, we got a couple here right now. Let's take a look at them. News blatantly censored. 50 media mistakes in the Trump era. I have not even read that. I probably should. Maybe even a video. But again, I did not vote for Trump. I did not vote for these scrubs, either one of them. Clinton or Trump. Guess what? You know, it's so obvious. The media is anti-Trump. If they would at least take a attempt to make a semi-objective look at him, then I wouldn't give him any credit on this. But they're 110% biased against him. So that in of itself, no matter who it is, whether it's Trump or even if it was Hillary, of course, we know the government, or excuse me, the government. Yeah, the media, I guess it has a Freudian slip. The media, we know, would not be slanted like this against Hillary. In fact, they'd probably be slanted for her. But even if they were against her, and I hated her, I'll tell you that, this would be scary to have the media so biased one way or another. But at least, you know, you'd be like, well, at least Hillary is a scumbag and the media is going after her. I don't like them really taking sides and being biased, but okay, that's kind of forgivable. Well, then when it's your guy or your girl and they go against them, you better expect it if you have that attitude. I don't have that attitude, so I can bitch about it, okay? Either way. And trust me, people that say you didn't vote for so-and-so or whatever, so you can't talk, that's a bunch of garbage, dude. I'll leave it at that. All right, get to the, before the commercials finish up this news blitz. The music's already out, but we got a couple minutes before the next set of commercials come in. This is pissing me off. I've seen it a couple places. Local TV weathercasters now preaching harmful anthropogenic climate change. Now, what is that? Man-made climate change that translates into. So, it used to be global warming, then it was man-made global warming, then it was man-made climate change, because it wasn't proven to be warming everywhere. Now it's, and I can spell this word, let me see if I can pronounce it though, anthropogenic. I thought I could have sworn it was progenic, but the way it's written here, anthropogenic, there you go, anthropogenic climate change. And why is this pissing me off? Because I've seen the local weathercasters on TV, and I've seen the different sites, not just Weather Channel or, you know, a couple of the huge conglomerate weather websites and whatnot. I've seen a lot of them beyond that, all pushing pretty much the narrative for every type of storm. Not only how they name every storm these days, that's ridiculous, right? But they go way over the top and talk about how it's climate change is making things more frequent or more unpredictable, or more variable, blah, blah, blah. And it's just total propaganda. So, you know, that's a big red alert. One more before the music gets going here. Judicial system direly distrusted. Fired FBI director tried to quash the New York FBI rebellion over a Clinton server. Peter Van Buren, FBI influenced the election of a president. Interesting. This is one that I had queued up. Have not read this article or watched the video yet, but I do have it in my to-watch folder, so to speak. Undercover at Bilderberg, world's most elitist secret society. I've been to Bilderberg myself. Not as an attendee, but as a protester. Been there twice, actually. First time, amazing experience. Second time, hardly anybody showed up. I was pretty pissed, to be honest. Not that many protesters. It's like when Trump won, everyone just gave up. Thought we won. Oh, who cares about Bilderberg? Trump won. We defeated Clinton. Bilderbergers have been destroyed. We're going to win it all. That's not true. Get off your asses, people. Remotivate yourself. I got to motivate my own self every day. But somebody's got to do it. All right, enough rambling. Let's listen to some of our commercials, and I'll be right back with some more news and I think some callers as well. Patriot Power Hour, stick with us.
Show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Welcome, my son. Welcome back to the machine. Patriot Power Hour, episode 27. Your humble host, Ben the Breaker, Bangsters Cochran. Got a lot of economic and financial news to cover. Got a couple people on the phone, but again, if you are on the line, press 1 if you'd like to get on air. But sit back and relax. Again, though, the number is 619-789-6804. 619-789-6804. But for those that are listening via archive or maybe don't want to get on the air, I call in on different shows here on Blog Talk Radio to listen via phone and don't want to talk all the time. So no worries. But those that want to write in, let me give a couple ways to reach out to both myself as well as Future Dan. Probably the best way to reach out to me, and I get to go first because I'm the one that's here. First billing. DethroneTheBanksters@gmail.com. Yeah, I use Gmail. Might as well. Anything you use, they'll be able to hack. So, right in their face. DethroneTheBanksters@gmail.com. I've been using Twitter a lot more. I don't know. I was big on Facebook back in the day for sure. Last 10 plus years, and trying to fight the good fight. Before it was cool. Quote unquote. I don't know if it's ever cool to actually be a keyboard warrior on Facebook, but it's definitely jumped the shark in my mind. But for some reason, Twitter, I'm finding it a little more engaging. Maybe because I'm following cooler people and it's a fresher, I don't know, experience because I'm so done with Facebook. But anyway, I'm still on Facebook. But on Twitter, you can find me at BanksterBreaker. BanksterBreaker. Facebook, hey, I'll always be with Facebook. Facebook's the devil, but I love the devil sometimes. Facebook.com/dethronethebanksters. Hell, if you just put in a search engine, Bankster or Bankster Ben, something like that, you might find Ben Bernanke more likely, but you'll find my stuff out there if you just look up Bankster. So, but again, dethronethebanksters@gmail.com. or twitter.com/banksterbreaker, best way to reach out to me. And for my compatriots, futuredanger.com, easiest way, just go to his website. We, again, just in the last segment, we had a full news blitz, a lot of very diverse articles and topics, what Future Danger always has. And it's very simple to find his Twitter, his YouTube channel, his Facebook, his Gab, his Steemit, and all the different things. No matter what you use, all the different platforms, or just his email, the old school way, you know. So 1997. Go to futuredanger.com. Check them out. So hit us up. Give us your suggestions. I've actually had several questions come through in the last week, and I'll get to a couple of those today. I have a guest I'll be bringing on the show that's been listening. And he wrote in, said, hey, I want to be a guest. Wasn't able to listen today, but I do believe it's coming next week. So that'll be fun. If you want to be a guest, if you have suggestions for a guest, you got questions, if you just want to give us some tips, you think, you know, maybe we're doing some things well, but we kind of suck at other stuff. Yeah, we want to improve. Let us know. Again, well, hell, I plugged so much. What's one more time? Twitter.com/banksterbreaker. Or, as the cool kids say, at BanksterBreaker. And, of course, FutureDanger.com. Reach out to us. All right. So, oh, actually, really cool. On FutureDanger.com, we have all the archives of all the Patriot Power Hour episodes. But even cooler, we have a voicemail feature where you can leave a voicemail. We can play it on air. We don't have to play it on air, but next time we're going to. We missed the boat. We got a voicemail, and it was great. And we didn't play it on air. I don't know why. But next time, we're going to play it on air with your permission, if you leave it. So check that out, too. It does work, though. So anyway, all right, let's get to a couple articles. Make sure I check the board. Okay. This is what I wanted to do. First listener question comes in, says, what? Or let's see. Let's just read it straight up. Let's see. Click over to it. I was going to try to ad lib it, but now I got to actually go read it. All right. So Trump's taking on China with the trade war. Is this something that America will win, lose, in between? Thanks, Bob. You're a good man. Thanks for writing it. I heard his name's really Bob. It's a funny name. All right. America. We're going to win this trade war against China. Let's back up a little bit. What is going on right now? Well, very simple. We have a huge trade deficit when measured in goods and shipped over between China and America. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows we buy massive amounts of Chinese slave goods, and they buy some pork and some other stuff and some high-tech products, but what we import from them massively outweighs what we export to them. So we have a trade deficit. Most people know that. So what's been going on, first, I believe, and I think these are the exact numbers. I don't have them in front of me. But there was first a $50 billion tariff instituted by Trump and company. And guess what? China is trying to retaliate. Well, $200 billion more essentially put in place And if you look at a couple graphs I have here, and I'm glad, you know, I did cherry pick this question a little bit because this is what I wanted to talk about because I'm running the show tonight. guess what? China may not be able to last tit for tat in this trade war, tariff war, okay? Because they actually import so little from America as compared to how much we import from them that they're going to essentially run out of ammo. Like, what can they do? Well, that's like the bullish pro-America way to look at it. Like, hey, man, we can just put massive amount of tariffs on their exports to us, and they won't be able to retaliate in a meaningful way. They can put massive tariffs on everything that they import from the United States, and it would be practically a drop in the bucket compared to the damage we would do to them, because guess what? We import everything, but that's ass backwards in a way. It's like we buy so much from them that they're vulnerable from us because we have to buy things from them. You ever heard of the company store where you have to buy things and it's actually not the consumer that's in charge, but the producer, because they're the only ones that produce things? Well, guess what? Now China is one of the, for many different types of goods, whether low-tech or high-tech, the only country with the productive capability to support the rabid consumerism and militarism and imperialism as well. So guess what? They got us there. That's one caveat. Number two, if you actually normalize and look into it further, there are many, many services and sales of from subsidiaries of American companies in China. So you got to remember, just because they send a whole bunch of physical goods over to us doesn't mean that we're not, and we send some to them, but not as much by any means, doesn't mean that there's not other business relationships at hand. Now, Apple, of course, not a paragon of American patriotism and liberty loving by any means. But you got to remember, that's an American company, and in theory, it going up in value helps America's national security, potentially. Again, in theory, I don't know if I believe this, but they have a major amount of their revenue coming from subsidiaries, I don't even know exactly, in China. Well, this is the article I did research, at least. I don't know the name, the exact entity name and FEIN number of their subsidiary. Oh, they don't have that over there, probably. Everything's a state and a sponsored, if you know what I mean. But guess what? If they cut that off, Apple would sink massively. That might trigger a stock market sell-off that costs Americans tens, if not hundreds of billions, if not trillions, in asset devaluation. Of course, that would hurt China as well. Their people would be pissed they can't use Apple products, but whatever. I'm sure the People's Republic of China can come up with a pretty good copy by now, steal all the proprietary tech anyway. So going back to Bob's question with regard to if America can win, hell no. Can China win? Hell no. Everyone can lose, though. Everyone can lose, and everyone can lose real bad. So, hey, on one hand, I could see where Trump's trying to stand up to China, but it's so much more complicated than that. And whether he knows it or not, it could backfire big time on everybody. Hey, maybe we'll drive them into the ground, but we'll have pretty much just as bad of effects. We're not even going to get into, or I'd like to, but we're about to run out of time till the next commercial break. I'm not even going to get into the if they dump the dollar. That would really damage them because they have a lot of assets in U.S. dollars. But on the flip side, you know, what's worse, losing some of your assets or having your national currency destroyed? Probably the latter. So they got some, it's a little more complicated, and it's not as easy. And anytime Trump or anybody says that we're whooping China's ass in a trade or a currency war, yeah. believe it. Because everyone's going to lose that thing. And just hope it doesn't turn into a real war. See what they do. All right. We got one more segment coming up. Maybe another listener question. And, yeah, we'll be back. Stick with us.
Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they?
Dad, no one wants to hear your stupid Vietnam story.
Are you tired of Mom?
Hi, Angel. Do you want to read a book or go outside?
No! In
a the arcade comes to your living room, only without the creepy guys offering to show you puppies.
Awesome!
City Genitron, you can play video games just like you were in the arcade.
Excellent!
The Genitron gaming system plays three exciting games, including Defender of the Faith, where you save the green dots with your fantastic flying red square.
Cool!
Monkey's Paradise, where you swing from green dot to green dot with your red square monkey.
That's red!
And Penetrator, where you smash the green dots deep inside the mysterious red square.
Wow!
The Degenitron brings arcade realism to your living room. It can even take quarters, and a strange, sweaty man comes by to empty the machine on Friday.
Degenitron!
Fighting the evil of boredom.
I'll never go to school again! Degenitron!
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Fourth and final segment of tonight's show, Patriot Power Hour, 27th episode, the summer solstice episode. And I got some couple more thoughts I wanted to get to economically. I am the bankster breaker after all. We got the Bob's question about the trade war. I want to finish a thought I had from, I think, the first segment. I saw an article where we are, we as in humanity, $61 trillion in debt since Lehman Brothers. Lehman Brothers was September 15th, 2008. September 15th. It was a Monday, and I think I took that day off. So, like, I just didn't feel like going to work. For some reason, it just so happened to be that day. I had a feeling something was going down. I do remember I was just home that day, though, from work. September 15th, 2008. I better remember this stuff. If it was a Monday, I don't think so, but I'm pretty sure. I should get extra credit if it is a Monday. So anyway, since that day, less than 10 years ago, but let's just round up and say 10 years ago, the world has added $61 trillion U.S. dollar equivalent in debt. That's not even derivatives and credit swaps and stuff. That's just straight up debt. I mean, the United States has added about $10 trillion since then. Okay. That's just the U.S. national government. What about the state and local? What about the personal, the auto, student loan, etc.? And, you know, geez, I don't have the article in front of me. I just made a note of this. It's almost possible that $61 trillion is just the United States. I don't think it is. I'm almost positive it's not. But if you think about it, just the U.S., we added $10 trillion national. I'm sure our state and local added several trillion more in debt. Add in the credit card, auto loan, etc. that's gone up big time. But, of course, a lot of other countries out there, massive debt. Debt to GDP has surged massively. So stick that to you. Now, I had it. Oh, darn, I think I closed it. But there was a related since Lehman Brothers chart. Oh, I do have it here. Okay, I'm not as bad a radio host as I thought. Between 2007 and 2016, so slightly out of date compared to what I was talking about, but pretty much the same here. Let's just say in 2007, the top 1%, and this is from the Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Finances, so yes, I do use my enemies' data against them. Top 1% of consumers, I do believe this is United States, since Lehman, or this is about the time frame since Lehman Brothers, 2007 and 2016, close enough. The top 1% used to own 33.7% of the wealth. Now 38.7. So a solid 5% of the wealth has been consolidated down into just 1%. And trust me, it's really like the 0.0001%, maybe 1.5. That got the bulk of the wealth. Yeah, everybody talks about the 1%ers. It's really the 0.001 or 0.00001%ers. But, you know, just looking at the 1%, yep, I agree, 5%. Now, this is the killer. That's bad enough. That's got to come from somebody, though, right? Looking at the bottom 90%, so 9 out of 10 people. We're going to skip we talked about 1%. We're going to skip the 9% between there, kind of the upper middle class. They're relatively stable. They have lost a little bit of ground. But the bottom 90%, the bottom 9 out of 10, which is pretty much everybody, went from having 28.6% of the wealth to 22.8%. How much is that? Nearly 6%. It's about 6% loss of their wealth. But really, that is a much bigger deal than 6%. Doesn't sound that big. We're talking actually as a percent of what they owned, they took a massive haircut. And part of it can be explained that the rich people have made a lot of money since the crash. But just as much, if not more, is that the poor people have lost money or, on the other hand, gone into debt, more and more debt. So this all goes hand in hand. You think the Fed is going to crank up these interest rates, wean off its balance sheet? You think the ECB, European Central Bank, is going to get off the ZERP crack? You think the Bank of Japan is going to normalize after 20 years of emergency policies? No. Hell no. But like I said, and I'm not trying to say I'm predicting anything, if they go through with this, though, in the next 6, 12, 18 months, they really do turn off the QE spigot. They really do raise interest rates, bleed off this. But at the concurrent, you know, concurrently, these trade wars might be going on and other issues. That's just a recipe for disaster. And I've been on air for several years now, and I've never been one to predict the next financial collapse. But I will admit, though, it's gone a lot longer than I thought it would without such a collapse. But the fundamentals have not gotten better. They've actually gotten worse. So maybe, let's just say 3-4 years ago, when I was first on air, I was writing blogs and trying to be activist and going to Bilderberg and seeing Ron Paul and doing other things before that. But really got on air a few years ago. Back then, I would have thought, maybe we got a chance. I don't know. There's just so much going on. Now it's a little bit more focused, I think. It's a little bit more of, well, guess what? We don't have a chance. There will be a collapse. When is it going to happen? Well, I hope it happens soon, because the sooner it happens, the less severe it'll be. But those fundamentals I was talking about have not improved. And we got to go through this collapse. It's already too late. The building's already collapsing. They've just been able to hold it up somehow. That is failing. They say they're going to remove the supports. And guess what? Even if they have the supports up there, it's going to collapse. They remove the supports. They know this. And that's kind of what I'm going to leave it at. They know this. If they do that, it's going to come down, but they're intending to do that. I don't know if they're going to try to come swoop in and rescue, you know, the good old problem, reaction, solution situation, or if they just actually want to see the world burn and bring in the Third World War. Very possible. I guess we'll find out. Sorry to leave you guys on such a negative note for the night. Did have a good show. We will be bringing on a guest next week, and I'll have my co-host back, so I won't be rambling as much, but I hope you did have some fun with the show, learned a little bit, researched some of what I said, and of course, reach out to us. We want to get a guest essentially every show, so even if one of us hosts can't make it, we got a guest to fill some airtime. Anyway, had a good time, guys. Have a good weekend. Hit us up. Keep up the good fight. I'm out of here.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value, down to 2310.
it's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Mark.
Paulson and Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
collapsed.
They knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail.
Right?
I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
Party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Can a mountain sunrise awaken something deep inside us? Can a winding trail be the path to what we've been yearning for? In West Virginia, you can look for answers in rolling hills and hidden waterfalls and get back in touch with things that feel authentic and pure. Ask yourself if there's a feeling you've been missing. Then listen to the voice that's calling you to a place that's almost heaven. Find your version of heaven at wvtourism.com.